I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Repairs continue along the aging Arkansas River levee that protects downtown Pueblo from flooding. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
This winter, contractors removed about 3,000 linear feet of concrete from the face of the levee and replaced about a third of it so far. Project engineer Kim Cook says additional work is needed around the structure that diverts water from the river to the historic Arkansas Riverwalk of Pueblo, known as the Harp.
If we can put this new wall in and do this little bit of remaining concrete replacement, we won't have to get back in the river to work on the Harp diversion structure with future phases.
That work, plus the discovery that deep underground in the river, the levee is wider than expected, will increase the cost of this phase of construction by some $330,000. It's likely it'll take two more years to complete the repairs along the entire 2.8-mile-long levee for a total cost of about $20 million. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
This phase of the work is expected to be finished in the spring when water levels in the river begin to rise. Authorities are asking for the public's help finding a driver involved in a hit-and-run crash in Elbert County that injured a sheriff's deputy. It happened on County Road 33 northwest of Kiowa, where the deputy was parked on the side of the road with his emergency lights activated. The deputy was removing debris. His name has not been released, but is in stable condition at a hospital. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.